I know, right? This place is insane. When the big boss decides to throw a shindig, they really throw a shindig, don't they? Have you tried the food? I'm about to take a whole tray of those little puff pastries all for myself. They're so good. Yeah, you're right. An open bar was probably not a good idea. But if people want to get sloppy in front of their boss and coworkers, by all means. It'll provide some fodder for the office gossips, at least. They've been starting to get restless lately, poking around in places they shouldn't be. At least this is happening on a Saturday night, though. That gives us all a day to pull ourselves back together before we have to face each other on Monday. Hey, it's our unsung hero of the evening. I would have said hi, but I didn't want to interrupt whatever you were working on over there. I thought the boss was kind of an asshole for dumping the responsibility of coordinating all this on you, but you really pulled it off. This party is fantastic. Is everything all right? No, it's fine. Hey, everything on our end is great. The music is good, the food is plentiful, and the bar is providing plenty of social lubrication. Look around. People are having fun, so breathe. I know how hard you worked to make sure this evening was everything it was supposed to be, and you did an amazing job. You should be proud of yourself. Yes, I'm sure there are things happening behind the scenes that aren't perfect, but it isn't affecting what's happening out here. No one is noticing those little things. Let yourself enjoy this. You know what? You need a break. Come with me. Whatever you were about to do is going to have to wait. I'm just going to go get our event planner a drink or something, help her calm down a little. I'll talk to you later. No, we're not going to the bar. You wouldn't drink anything alcoholic right now anyway, would you? Didn't think so. You're too dedicated to the job. I want to take you somewhere quiet, some place where you can just breathe for a bit. The night is early yet, sweetheart. Just keep going like this and you're going to have a breakdown before it's over. Not the bathroom, not private enough. The back alley? No, you're right. It's probably gross and not the safest place for two women to be alone. Yes, I'm determined for you to take a break, even if it's only for 10 minutes. I'm definitely open to suggestions. Do you have some place in mind? Lead the way. What do we have here? An exclusive area? Wow. The decor is even swankier in here than it is in the main space. Those curtains are an interesting design choice. They're not thick enough to block out the light, but I can't make out details on the other side. That whole side of the room is glass, and it looks out over the main area of the venue? That kind of reminds me of a zoo exhibit, though. I can't decide who's supposed to be on display. I guess the curtains make sense, then, for when VIPs want privacy. I'm surprised the boss isn't making use of this room. They might later. How scandalous. Don't worry, I'm not planning on starting any rumors. Though it's tempting, especially if those two in accounting don't stop sniffing around you and me. They need to learn how to mind their own damn business. Come here. I've been wanting to do that since the moment I saw you, kitten. You look so sexy in that dress. I just love how low-cut the back of it is. Just shy of being naughty. Gives me so much soft, bare skin to touch. I wish I had time to properly get you out of this thing, but we can't be away from the party too long. And if what you said is true, we really don't want to get caught in here. God, your perfume smells so good. Don't worry, I won't leave any marks on your neck. Or your shoulders. Are you not wearing any underwear? You didn't want any panty lines. That, yeah, okay, yes, with a dress like that, panty lines are a legitimate concern. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't incredibly hot. All I have to do is slide my hand into that sexy slit at the side of your skirt, run it up your thigh, and baby girl, you're so wet. So naughty. Do you like the fact that I'm touching you with all those people downstairs? If you listen closely, you can hear some people laughing over the music. That's how close they are. Oh, that moan was so hot. And I've barely even started touching you. Who knew my kitten had an exhibitionist streak? Come with me. Lean against the wall. True. If anyone happens to look up, they'll see something. But all they'll see is your beautiful silhouette behind the curtain. And that won't be enough detail for them to identify you. They won't even be able to tell the color of your dress. But that's still exciting, isn't it? The idea that someone might see me playing with you. They'll watch and wonder who that lovely shadow is and just what is being done to them. Kitten, look at me. We don't have to do this if you don't want to. We can do something else, go back to the party. I promise I will not be mad or disappointed. I've never pressured you to do something that genuinely makes you uncomfortable. I only want you to enjoy yourself when we do things like this, okay? Are you sure? Good girl. Now lean back against the wall. I'm gonna kneel down in front of you. That little smile. I think you know where I'm going with this. But first things first. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking off your shoes. With what I'm planning, you're gonna need a little bit of balance, and you're not going to have it in those heels. Plus, I don't need that spiky point tearing up my dress. Now, let's push that skirt up. There's that pretty pussy. Put your leg over my shoulder. Are you comfortable? Good. Tell me if you get too tired in this position, okay? Of course I'm starting with your thighs. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I'm not a savage. Plus, I love how soft your inner thighs are. I could nuzzle and lick and kiss them for hours. I know we don't have hours. I was exaggerating to make the point that I fucking love your thighs. All right, point taken. But I'm still not going to rush. I'm gonna look around just inside your pussy lips. God, I love how wet you already are. And the closer my tongue gets to your opening, the wetter you get. How does that feel? The tip of my tongue circling your clit? No, not yet, kitten. Patience. Let me just lick and lap at you for a little bit. Just let yourself enjoy it. Muscles of your ass are so tense. You feeling good? Or is it from balancing on one leg? Do you need to rest? Are you sure? Don't worry, I'm not stopping. But if you need a break or to adjust, tell me. Is that your phone? It's okay, go ahead and answer it. Why would I get up? I'm happy down here. answer it. It might be important. Don't bite your lip so hard, babe. You'll hurt yourself. I always enjoy the way your whole body jumps when I flick your clit with my tongue. And there's nothing like the feeling of your pussy clamping down on my tongue when I push it in as far as I can. Be careful. You might want to mute when you're not speaking, or they're going to hear those pretty moans. You solved that issue fairly easily. See? You've got this. Don't glare at me like that. You can't tell me that wasn't at least a little fun. Trying to stay professional while my tongue was inside you. But that call probably means more people are going to be looking for you soon. Time to pick up the pace. That's it. Moan for me as I slide a finger inside you. God, you're practically dripping now. I'm going to have to be careful not to make a mess of either of our dresses. Good girl. Buck those hips and right my finger. I wonder what you look like from the other side of the curtain. Do you think it'll be the movement of the fabric that catches people's attention? Or will it be your silhouette writhing in pleasure? Oh, you do make the prettiest moans. Do you want another finger? Yes, what? Yes, miss. Very good. Your pussy is just squeezing around my fingers so tight. Getting close, are we? And if I rub that spot? We're lucky the music is on the louder side or people might actually hear you. Oh, you're starting to run down my hand. And when I play with your clit with my tongue at the same time. You're so beautiful like this. Your whole body shaking, coming apart from my fingers and tongue. How many people do you think are watching you right now? Do you think they'll know what they're seeing when they watch you come? Do you like the idea of that? What if I pulled aside the curtain, really put you on display for everyone down there? Imagine it, kitten. Imagine all those people looking up and watching you come all over my face and fingers. Good girl. Now come for me. I've got you, kitten. Deep breaths, I've got you. Let me just clean you up a little bit with my tongue. There. All better. My face? That's all right. I have some tissues in my purse and I can redo my makeup in the bathroom. But look at all this cum on my fingers. We can't let that go to waste. Lick it off. Good girl. Hold on to me for balance so you don't fall over as I slide your leg off my shoulder. There. How are you feeling? Steady enough to move to that chair? Don't worry, I've got my arm around you. Now let's get these shoes back on. No, I don't mind spending all my time on my knees in front of you. I like taking care of my kitten. She's earned a little pampering. How are you feeling? A little more relaxed now? Good. Come here. God, I wish we could lay down on one of these couches and cuddle for a bit. But you probably have a whole list of things to do right now. I'll head down first and send you a text when the coast is clear. That should give you a few minutes to collect yourself. You're very welcome, kitten. And if the stress starts getting to you again, I'm more than happy to pull you away for another break.